It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Singer and actress Julie Andrews was born on this date in 1935 in England. Andrews came from a musical family. Her mother was a pianist and her stepfather was a singer. She first found success on the English stage in the late 1940s. Andrews came to America in the 1950s, starring in the musical The Boyfriend from 1954 to 1955. The next year, she starred in My Fair Lady as Eliza Doolittle, a role that earned her a Tony Award nomination for Best Actress in a Musical. She followed that with another lead role in the musical Camelot in 1960. Andrews received her second Tony Award nomination for this production. She made a leap to film stardom in 1964 with roles in The Americanization of Emily and Mary Poppins. It was as a lovable, magical nanny in Mary Poppins that Andrews won her first Academy Award for Best Actress. The next year, she was nominated for her part in The Sound of Music. Over the years, she has worked on many projects with her husband, including SOB, Darling Lily, The Man Who Loved Women, and That's Life. In 1996, Andrews returned to Broadway in the musical production of Victor Victoria, winning her first Tony Award for Best Actress. Andrews experienced a huge personal setback in the late 1990s when her vocal cords were damaged during an operation. While she never regained her powerful, sharp singing voice, she continued to act in films and television movies. Andrews also received a special distinction around this time, being made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II of England. As befitting as an English dame, she played royalty in The Princess Diaries and its sequel, The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement. She's also written several children's books with her daughter. In 2007, she received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild for all her professional accomplishments. On this date in 1964, Arkansas Travelers General Manager Bill Valentine, who was an umpire in the American League from 1963 to 1968, ejected Detroit Tigers pitcher Dave Wickersham, who was going for his 20th win, after Wickersham violated a rule against players touching umpires. Valentine was also known as one of the few umpires who would call New York Yankee Mickey Mantle out on borderline pitches, and he was one of only two who ever threw Mantle out of a ball game. Continuing with some baseball history, on this date in 1961, Roger Maris of the New York Yankees hit his 61st home run of the season, breaking Babe Ruth's record of 60 set in 1927. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.